Chapter 4. During those first few days in that strange place, I don't think I could have felt worse if I'd lost my arms and legs, rather than my family and my home. I had no doubt life would never again be the same. All I could think of was my confusion and misery, and I wondered day after day when I might see Satsu again. I was without my father, without my mother, without even the clothing I'd always worn. Yet somehow, the thing that startled me most, after a week or two had passed, was that I had in fact survived. I remember one moment drying rice bowls in the kitchen, when all at once I felt so disoriented I had to stop what I was doing to stare for a long while at my hands, for I could scarcely understand that this person drying the bowls was actually me. Mother had told me I could begin my training within a few months if I worked hard and behaved myself. As I learned from Pumpkin, beginning my training meant going to school in another section of Gion to take lessons in things like music, dance, and tea ceremony. All the girls studying to be geisha took classes at the same school. I felt sure I'd find Satsu there when I was finally permitted to go. So by the end of my first week, I'd made up my mind to be as obedient as a cow following along on a rope, in the hopes that Mother would send me to the school right away. Most of my chores were straightforward. I stowed away the futons in the morning, cleaned the rooms, swept the dirt corridor, and so forth. Sometimes I was sent to the pharmacist to fetch ointment for the cook's scabies, or to shop on Shizhou Avenue to fetch the rice crackers Auntie was so fond of. Happily, the worst jobs, such as cleaning the toilets, were the responsibility of one of the elderly maids. But even though I worked as hard as I knew how, I never seemed to make the good impression I hoped to, because my chores every day were more than I could possibly finish, and the problem was made a good deal worse by Granny. Looking after Granny wasn't really one of my duties, not as Auntie described them to me, but when Granny summoned me, I couldn't very well ignore her, for she had more seniority in the Okia than anyone else. One day, for example, I was about to carry tea upstairs to Mother when I heard Granny call out, "Where's that girl? Send her in here." I had to put down Mother's tray and hurry into the room where Granny was eating her lunch. "Can't you see this room is too hot?" she said to me after I'd bowed to her on my knees. "You ought to have come in here and opened the window."
"I'm sorry, Granny. I didn't know you were hot."
"Don't I look hot?"